This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 3, 2026. Here's how to donate to support families of fishermen lost at sea. And there were no smoke alarms at a fatal fire in Danvers. Sunny near 30, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:03 p.m. Gil McCarthy reports in today's Gloucester Times, the nonprofit Fishing Partnership Support Services, with offices in Gloucester's Blackburn Center, has been accepting donations to support the families of the 7 crew lost at sea in the sinking of the fishing vessel Lily Jean. Requests for how people can help with donations have been pouring into city and state officials. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and the City of Gloucester have requested that donations to provide support services for all families of the Lily Jean be made via the Fishing Partnership Support Services webpage at fishingpartnership.org/donors. Please note in the donation that the gift is being made in memory of the fishing vessel Lily Jean. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, fire officials are reminding residents to check their fire alarms after it was determined there were no working alarms in the Danvers home of a man killed in a blaze last week. The fire broke out in a single-family home at 36 MacArthur Boulevard around noon on January 27. It's the third fatal fire in the state this year in a building where no working fire alarms were found, according to the Danvers Fire Department. Caitlin D. writes in today's Newburyport Daily News, combine Sunday's full moon with cold temperatures and strong winds, and the result, at least in Newbury, is flooded roads, prone to icing up. With that in mind, the Newburyport Police Department on Monday morning posted a travel advisory on social media, alerting motorists and residents of the temporary phenomenon. Later, the Newburyport made that the Newbury Highway Department was out scraping ice and sanding roads after the overnight high tide flooded roadways, with police officers monitoring roadways in the afternoon. According to Police Chief Patty Fisher, she also said residents who live on Plum Island and at the tip of Pine Island Road must remain vigilant during flooding. And Brianna Alvarez reports in today's itemlive.com, Lynn Woods Elementary has been recognized by the U.S. News and World Report as one of the best public elementary schools in Massachusetts, an honor that reflects the dedication, collaboration, and hard work of students, staff, families, and community stakeholders. This distinction highlights Lynn Woods as a high-achieving school that effectively supports learners across diverse backgrounds. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys basketball last night, Saugus topped Danvers 60-57. Tonight, there is a full schedule of games, including Beverly at Swampscott, with tip-off at 7 p.m. In girls basketball, Danvers beat Saugus 47-19. It was Marblehead 47, Ipswich 21. Lynn Classical topped Lynn English. The Rams were led by Evelyn Diaz with 21 points and Divine Agbudo with 20 points. In girls hockey, Marblehead edged Concord Carlisle 3-2 and Masco tied Wayland 2-2. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Tonight, the Celtics play in Dallas, and tomorrow night, the Bruins are in Florida. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.